All right, the tape is rolling. This is Alan Jones. What is your rank or title with the sheriff's office?
Hey, I'm the Chief Deputy Sheriff.
Okay. Well, tell us about BB gun safety. A lot of times they're in the hands of young people, but they're not toys.
Well, they're not toys. I guess this harkens back to the old Christmas story, a shoot your eye out type conversation. Many of us laugh about that, but in all honesty, the firearm safety, BB gun safety, any of those, the kids like to have their hands around them, they like to spend time with them, but we certainly want to make sure that eye protection and other safety precautions are always in play, along with adult supervision.
So again, it's very important that the adults are in there and they supervise.
Well, I think it's, yeah, I recommend that in all scenarios of it. I mean, myself personally, our family, our younger children, and had access to BB guns, but it wasn't something that they were to use without our supervision. Now, kids will be kids, and they'll go get them and have a tendency to do it. But I think the recommendation for any firearm, any type, a live actual gun, a ammunition or soft gun, sim soft, or a BB gun, is that it's not readily accessible to the children unless they have the opportunity to be supervised by the adults and or taught some precautionary measures. I mean, even trained police officers don't go to the range without wearing eye protection.
Okay, and it's just a reminder that a bigger animal or a person normally, if they get accidentally shot, it could just leave a welt. But still, it can still be a very dangerous a dangerous gun.
Well, yes, anything that has a projectile that comes out that's solid. I'm not speaking about Nerf guns, but I imagine that if a Nerf dart in some scenario of some type that strikes the wrong way and a person falls, you're going to end up with some serious injuries playing around. But when you have a gun that shoots a projectile that's a solid BB or a pellet or something else along those lines, you really should take the precautions, shoot it into a safe direction. It's not going to have, know what's behind it. Don't shoot at each other. Although that could be a game that adults or somebody would think would be funny to shoot somebody with it, it's you just don't know what's going to happen, and we want to make good choices so that the outcomes are a little more under control.
And so many BB guns these days look very realistic. So it goes without saying if a law enforcement officer is around or on the property, don't be displaying it because that could lead to a tragic misunderstanding.
Actually, you are 100% correct, and it's almost, I would say it this way, it would be one of my worst nightmares is to show up with somebody, holding the firearm. I don't like to be placed in that situation and have to determine, was it a BB gun, or was it an airsoft gun, or was it a real gun? And, the orange tips were designed to be placed on airsoft guns and other non-firing guns that so that they could differentiate that. But in all honesty, that's a challenge we don't want to place somebody in. So if you have one of those out, and you see a law enforcement officer, then you're going to comply with the directions and the orders that are given, put it down, and communicate. Clearly communicate. But the problems generally come from the lack of cooperation or communication, and so that's what we teach our people, communicate. And we hope that maybe we can get that as well, that we'd be open and honest.
All right, that's the material I'm looking for. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, sir. It's just, sad situations. They do come up at times, and they are probably outside the norm, but these are good times to have conversations about what we can do to at least take that ounce of prevention so we don't hurt ourselves.
All right, very good. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Mark. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.